Bible says that people who have faith, Abraham was an example when Paul was talking about faith. And he gave an example about how Abraham showed his faith. He said, Abraham did not have a child, and he believed God. He was barren. You tried here, it's not working. You tried here, it's not working. They said, contrary to what? Contrary mean that what? The thing is not helping the hope to come. It's fighting against your hope. There are situations that fight against the hope that brings faith. Or faith is what? The assurance of things what? Hope for. The things which you have to hope for if it is attacked. So what is the assurance that is coming? So he attacks you from the source. The thing is against you. You lift up your eyes. Everything is against you. Against hope. Abraham created hope. His hope was only God. So that he might become the father of many. According to what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. Then, and not being weak in faith. Sometimes we can be weak in faith. We have weak faith. We have strong faith. We have different type of faith. His faith did not become weakened. Anytime situation comes into your life, the purpose of those situations is to weaken your faith. The devil comes to weaken your faith. When you try something and it didn't work, your faith reduces. The next time you are trying, you don't have the confidence to do it, isn't it? Oh? But if you keep on succeeding and succeeding and succeeding, sometimes it comes to a point you think you are gone. When it's coming, you are waiting. You even want it to come. Oh? Your faith becomes stronger and stronger, stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger in such a way that you even want to go for the problem and beat it instead of running away from it. But if that situation seems to be very stubborn, unfortunately, we have many stubborn problems. They are like mountains. You try to move it, and the mountain said, I was there before you were born. And you pray all kind of prayers. Fasted all kind of fasting. Tried all type of things. It doesn't work. When it comes to that, you're trying to say, sometimes you first examine yourself. Have I sinned? You confess all your sins, including the mosquitoes you killed. He said, this one, I have purged myself. You go again, the thing seems not to work. You see, like, all hope is against, everything is against the hope you are hoping. Great hope. That is what Abraham did. Everything seems to be against him. Each time was running against him. Age was running against him. Health was running against him. Medical science was running against him. That Abraham, when you were young, you could do it. But now, this age, and they will just give the sect, give you the medical reason why Abraham shouldn't believe for a child. Oh? Abraham, you're wasting your time. How do you say God is going to give you a child? You and Sarah. And he will refer you. In your time. Have you seen a 90-year-old lady getting pregnant before? Even if she gets pregnant, does she have the strength to carry a baby? Do you want to kill your wife? Oh? Even 40 years, 40 35 years, they call it high risk. Then 90, what risk would that be? So, Abraham, do you want to kill your wife? Everything was against Abraham. Sometimes it looked like God, why should you wait until this man is almost 100 years before you come to fulfill it? Why didn't you start when he was 35 years old? Vibrant, 45. Even 50. Abraham child is going to be more than a patient baby. A patient is 60 years, isn't it? Now he is 60 plus, almost 29 years, oh? Huh? Ah! This old man, if you give birth to this child, and he's making rock, can you even chase him to catch him? Everything look impossible. When things look impossible, that is when faith is needed. So when everything seems impossible, all hope against hope, contrariety coming against his hope, Abraham still created hope. And let's look at what I like Abraham. He did not become weak in faith, because those sins are there to weaken your faith. If you pray first for something, sometimes you have a zeal, you want to pray, you start praying, you say, this thing there is going to happen. Then you see the thing delaying, you see your faith reducing, your faith going down, becoming weak. One said, I told you that this thing, it doesn't happen like that. Then he start bringing other people who have failed. He won't show you people who have succeeded. Anytime you are trusting God, the news you hear, it's most of the time, it's contrary to what you're going through. So Abraham, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. When you are facing a situation, and God has said it, don't consider your surroundings. Don't consider anybody's word. Don't consider things that is contrary to what God said. Yes, his body, you think Abraham was strong like a young man like me? You are laughing. He did not consider his own body. He said, don't consider your own body. Because you can't trust this body. This body can never be trusted. Today, you feel very strong. The next morning, it tells you something is wrong with you. Or, today, you're very happy. There's some joy, some happiness. You think today I'm going to fire. Everything is going to go on well for me. The next day, the opposite happens. Today, you hear good news. The next time, bad news. If you want to consider what is happening around you, your faith will die. The prophet, the devil will never stop fighting it. Neither will the world help your faith. Systems will never help your faith. That is why God has given you that faith. If it was possible that the systems are going to help your faith, God wouldn't need to speak about faith to you. That trust me. He knows that difficult times will be coming. You say, hey, prophet, you're a doomed prophet. I'm telling the truth. Difficult times may come, but your faith can rise above the difficult time. Yes. Somebody say, the examination this year, we're going to make it very tough. But if you study above whatever they give you, and you know how to answer it, nothing is called tough. While people are struggling, they are taking it easy. All against his faith did not become weak. Tell someone, don't let anything weaken your faith. Don't look at your condition today and weaken your faith. If you look at your conditions, where you stay, the salary you take, you will never have faith to build a house. And you want to live righteously, not stealing money. If you look at all those things, if you don't, you throw in the towel and let the storm push you all away. But Abraham did not. He did not consider his body was now the problem. What was causing the problem was his body. The doctors have given him a list that this is your situation at this age. It can never be resolved. You must manage it until you die. But am I a manager? We're going to manage you until you die. Told you. But faith says that, yes, men have got to their limit, but God, who owns this earth, who created this body and did and put life in me, who can raise the dead, who can heal the sick, he's able. Once you begin to say that, instead of your faith to be weakened, your faith begin to become strong. You look at the God who has promised you, and you don't look at the body which is growing old. Your faith will grow. There are two things you can look to. You can look at God, or you can look at the problem. The two of them are things you can look at. But which one will you choose to look at? If you look at the problem, like how Peter looked at the storm, his faith got weakened, and every weakened faith will sink. When he looked at Christ, his faith went up, and he started walking on water. When he turned his face and considered the storm, what happened? He started sinking. So whatever you consider will either let you float or sink. So Abraham, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. Huh? He did not consider what? Already what? So the body is dead. You understand? The body is dead. You're adult. His body is already dead. There's no enough energy in this man. Since he was about what? 100 years old, he gave the reason why Abraham's body, that when people grow to a certain age, his strength, his movement, everything becomes slower. Or? Yes. So age, the natural thing is that age is making you become some way. But God said, I created age. So if I promise you, and age is the one that will hinder you, I have a way of reversing the age. Amen. Do you know that? After Isaac, he gave birth to many children again. And the wife that he married, Keturah, and gave birth. The man who was considering his body now had to pray to God. God, the children are coming plenty. And it's not only him. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. At the point, Sarah was almost getting to 90 years. If I prophesy to a 90-year-old lady here, you will tell me I'm a false prophet. You will tell me I want to kill that woman. So the doctor said, prophet, don't go there. The wife was becoming 90. And Abraham had believed God for some time and nothing is happening. But I said, I am not going to give up. Tell somebody, I'm not going to give up. So let me look at what he did. His faith did not become weak. The next verse. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. Here is the promise of God before you. Here is your body that is failing you. Which one will you? If you look at your body, your faith will reduce, will become weak. But he looked at the word that came, that Lord, this body naturally may not be able to produce a child. But because you have said it, I am going to look at your word. I will believe you because I know that there's nothing that you cannot do. So he believed. He did not waver at the promises of God through unbelief. So unbelief is the enemy to faith. In fact, I'm saying that the greatest sin on earth here is unbelief. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
From my side, I think the greatest sin is an unbelief. It is an unbelief that will make you sin any sin. That when God says that, if you truly believe that, you will not do it. It is because you think, I didn't get serious about it. God is not serious about what he said. So you also don't take it serious. And there's no faith created. And that is why we sin. Look at what did he do? But was what? Strengthened in what? In what? How did he, was he strengthened in faith? By giving glory to God.
Amen.
Glory, I have a son. Glory, thank you, Lord. And he was rejoicing here and there. He looked at God and said, one God have said it. Glory be to God. I have something to hang on. I have something to believe. So his faith, he started giving God the glory. The child have not come, but he was still giving God the glory. How many of you will praise God and give God glory when you haven't seen what you were praying for? But it is the praise and the worship and all that invite God to manifest himself. He was like, glory be to God. Then he called Sarah. God changed, God changed the way he speaks. Because every faith communicates. There's a communication of faith. God said, what you have said, that's what I have heard in my ear. It is what I will do. Some of you, our mouth is the one that kills our faith. You always say things, confess things against what God has said. Hey! Me yari. Your property. How can I carry your property away? There will be a thief. That's what I said. Let the weak say. He didn't say you are not weak. Huh? He didn't say you are not weak. It's rather the weak. What the weak should confess is because God has promised them strength. So what God has promised you, that is what you must speak. Once you are speaking it, your body begin, your mind begin to accept it. Your body begin to take it, and everything begin to work in your life. Even salvation comes by confessing, by speaking. He said, with the heart, man believes. So let me continue. God changed. And being fully convinced that what he has promised, he was also able to perform. This is very, very important. Faith is not a wish. Be convinced that God has said it. Once you've come, you are convinced that God has promised me that. How many of you have received a check before? A check. They've paid you a check. Maybe you did some work and they gave you a check. Were you convinced that that money will go through? You didn't see the money, but you started distributing the money. Or? You have faith in a paper somebody have written some figures on and signed. You even don't know his account, whether there is money inside or not. But you have that faith in it more than God check. The word of God is like his check. He signed it, giving you, put your name there. Go and cash it. And you hold a check and you go, oh God, look at me, poor man. I can't eat. Look, I want to eat your kigali. I can't buy. The check is in your hand. You may not have the money to buy your kigali. And this day, they popularly call it Gobe. The Gobe Association. Yes. These people might not be able to buy the gobe right now. But the faith in me. You know, sometimes when you are hungry and you get something, you know you have money somewhere, the hunger subdued to the thing. You know this thing will not kill me. You know very soon I will have control over it. And it gives you strength to move on to the bank. You don't say, I'm hungry, so I can't go anywhere. Then you lie down in the room. No. Whatever strength is left, you will take it up to go and deposit it. Huh? Sometimes the check will take 3 days in Ghana. Is it 3 days? Yeah, if it is from one bank to another. Oh. Waiting for the 3 days. You still feel like you have the money. Huh? Or you're waiting the 10th day, pop! Once it landed, you are there. Some of you will be monitoring there where the check will be passing. Monitor goes to everywhere it will pass, they will monitor it. The moment it land in, pop! You say, me, can you? Never allow what you see physically to destroy your faith spiritually. Amen. Then Abraham, Father Abraham, I love him. I'm being fully convinced that faith is not a wishful thing. It's a conviction of the heart. So you should be convinced in your heart that what he, God, has promised, he was also able to perform. It's not everybody you can trust his check. Huh? Some people, you know them. Imagine somebody, you know, he doesn't have anything. Then he says, I want to buy your car, I'll give you a check. Meanwhile, he comes to your house to beg food to eat. And he issues some form of check to you about 100,000 Ghana cedis. Would you really the car? Huh? Ubeka say, Fakutum. When it's clear, then come. Or, but we can trust God. He's proved himself over and over again. His resources are unlimited. His account cannot become empty. His everything goes on well. He never fails. So Abraham had this conviction that whatever God has said, you see, it's not what people say. If it's only what people promise us, that is money. Like all of us would have been millionaires. Huh? God is not a politician. He doesn't want, it's not your vote he needs to promise you, I will do this, I will do this. Meanwhile, you know that you yourself, you know that all the promises they are doing, we don't have the money to do it. And you are not ready to pay the tax. If they want to do it, they must collect your money. Huh? You are not ready for that. Every Ghanaian, bring your money together. We'll do roads. Will you do it? So if I promise you I'm going to do everything, what I'm saying is that I'm taking all your money to go and do it. If you accept it, huh? If you don't think like that, we'll be deceived all the time. Abraham knows God, that God is not like American government or Ghana government. He is, his resources are unlimited. He doesn't need to task people to do what he wants to do. He already had it in abundance. So Abraham knew this, knowing that the one who has promised, there's a somebody, everybody can promise, but the ability to perform is another thing. Promises, somebody said, my mouth no began. My mouth, it can't kill. So I will say it. But whether the mouth, what you say, can happen. But God has what it takes. So he trusted God that he doesn't only speak. He also has the backing of what he's saying. He has the ability to perform it. If God says, I am going to heal you, it's not that he just wants to make you happy. It means that he has what it takes to heal any disease on earth here. There cannot be shortage of drugs with God. Neither shortage of doctors or nurses. He doesn't need a nurse or a doctor. He may use a nurse or a doctor, but it's not them that he used to heal. He can heal in any way. When God decides to heal you, he has the ability to do it. For me, when you hold on to the ability of God, what God can do, what can God do? Faith stands on the ability of God and what God can do. Once you miss this point that what God can do, your faith will become low. Can God do it? Will he do it? Is he going to do it?
Yes.
Oh, that's good voice. So Abraham knew that. He was also able to perform. God is a good performer. Because of that, 22. And therefore, it was accounted to him for what? Righteousness. Mm-hmm. Now, it was not written for his sake. Abraham doesn't need this thing to be written alone. That it was imputed to him, but also for us. For who?
For us.
It shall be imputed to us. Who believe in him who raised what? Up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. You see how he brought it? Who raised what? He's giving you a point of reference. That Jesus, even if you can't believe anything at all, he died. And when people die, they die. This man, God have the ability to raise Jesus from the dead. Your sickness and the dead. Somebody who is dead, which is difficult. Jesus, who was crucified, they nailed him. Put a spear here. Crushed heart. Blood issue came down. He died. They buried him. The next day, sealed him. The next day, he came out. He didn't come out with sickness. He didn't come out. Say, hey, you're bombing now, minty minante. Because there was nailed. And you know, after even if he didn't die, after 3 days, with these nails in your feet, in your hands, will you be able to walk? This is the Jesus that can now go through a wall. When the disciples have locked themselves, he doesn't need a boat. He doesn't need a car. He doesn't need anything. He that resurrected body can never be limited by the physical things. In it, where he wanted to go, he was there. And it was not only one person that saw it. At a point, about 500 people together saw him. So he cannot be mind pictures. It's a proper resurrection. The resurrection should be our hope. That if God is able to raise the dead, Abraham was dead in his body, Sarah was dead in the womb, but he said Jesus was raised, so the womb can also be raised. No matter, you may be dead in any situation in life, the things may be dead in your life. Look, today I'm activating your faith to be able to resurrect, that there's a resurrection. The ability to perform, I want us to put our faith that look at God, that God can do anything. This is a simple faith which Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego believed. He said, our God is able to deliver us. He has the ability to take us out of the fire. He has the ability to keep us alive. So, King, if it is only we being alive, that's why you want us to bow to you, your image. We are not ready. If that is the case, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods. We are not going to serve it. Nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. The gold image which most of us are still worshiping. And the scat throws and say, ah, you compromise your faith. It's not only them. If they put money here and put your life there, if you live righteously, you can't get this money. You see those who will be in church. But they said, we did not come because we want to be rich. We know our God is rich. We know he can make us rich. But that is not the reason why we are here. We are not going to bow to your God. And they have their foot on something. They said, we know that our God has the ability to deliver us from your anger. You have the power. The Lord give you the power to do this, to imprison me, to kill me. You have the sword. You can do anything. But with your sword, if you even cut off my head and throw part away and throw this one at some place, you go and put one in America, put one in Russia. Say that. But be true, no? But nobody can go and pick the two bodies. Look, my God has the ability to bring those bodies from Russia and America and bring it together, and Yawano will still be Yawano. He doesn't need the permission of the two presidents. He said, that's not my fear. Our fear is not that keen. You think we fear like you people? We have a God. People who don't have a God are the people who fear. They have fear for the future because they don't know what the future is about. But we know who holds and controls the future. So, look at what the Hebrew boys, I love them. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will, and what? Huh? He will what? Deliver us from your hand. He confessed it. He spoke it out that this is what will happen. King, our God will. He is able. And we know he will. If we like, put us there. God will. If we like, destroy me. God will lift me up again. If we like, kill me. God will raise me up again. If we like, sack me from the job because I did the right thing. God will restore me. He said, I love her. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. And the king became very angry. No king wants his words to be challenged, not even by people who ought to challenge. Sometimes, some people can tell you something and you can accept it. Sometimes somebody will tell you, look at his face. And look at the one who told you. And it is, I don't know. There are people when they tell you, stupid, you take it easy. But if you see a stupid person who have achieved nothing, he himself is in stupidity. The way he said it was stupid. Telling you that you are stupid. It's not even the word that is painful. It's the one who said it. Or sometimes some of the insult is not the insult that is painful. But you look at the person who insulted you and the insult become more painful. Or then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and any king would be like that. These slaves that you have brought, your housemaid, your house help, your houseboy, will look at your face. And you say, go and close the gate. You say, me, you to go and close it. What will happen to him? By the next day, fired. You don't care about labor laws. You even look at the labor laws. You will fire. You don't care even to go to court to spend money to fire him. But if I go to your house and I said, oh, Pastor, close this door for me. I said, you come and close it. Will you be angry? Huh? So sometimes it's not what is said, but the people who say things. Sometimes some things are not insult, but if somebody say it, it becomes an insult, an offense. What an ordinary person will tell you, or somebody who you like so much will tell you, and you take it like correction and help, if somebody that you're fighting, you have a problem with, tells you the same thing, you will say it's an insult. So the king became angry like any ordinary man. So he said, now, we are only not going to burn you. We'll make you melt. That even your bones will not survive. So hit the fire 7 times. And sometimes as you fail to bow to the situation in your life, as if the fire is increased. You want to live by faith and see the things. What you seem to see, as if all hell has broken and is facing you. Am I not trusting God? Yes, you are trusting God. But why is the fire being heated 7 times? Yes, that's the reason, because of your faith. Your faith will let you go through a lot of testing. And the fire was heated. They bound the people. What a tragedy. You can't even have a hand when you are burning. To just, you are bound, handcuffed, threw into fire. Those, because of the heat, your persecutors were killed with their fire inform. The fire was so fiery, so great that it burned. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire killed those who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those who were to kill you were killed. Your killers, when you operate in faith, those who plan to destroy you, their own sword will destroy them. You cannot fight those people, because the moment you begin to fight them, you are fighting God and His word. And you cannot fight God and His word and succeed. That is why I believe that don't be afraid of your witches. You plan by night and by day. If truly they fly. If truly, like who say they fly, I don't know. If they really fly, let them fly from King Tampo to Accra. By the time they get on the way, if they have never fallen before, no more to resurrect. Don't be afraid. They were bent. Your killers, those who were to execute you, were executed. just like taking a gun, that firing squad, and he will aim the gun at you, and he make, wah! And the bullet instead of going out of there, I just said, came out for you. Faith. Your faith will sustain you. In time of difficulties, I'm preaching this because there are difficult times. These are the difficult times. We need faith to stand. We need to stand with God. We need to hold on to God. These boys were in difficult time. They were taken as slaves and trained as slaves and treated like, and became like slaves. But God self-promoted them. But in their promotion, they have enemies. People didn't like them. You see, whenever you are good, people don't, won't like you. We don't like good people, oh. Huh? We don't like good people because our deeds are evil. We always want evil people. People who tell the truth, we want to run away from them. And we want to go to people who tell you lies. So, his own colleagues, his own people, because they were too good, and the king likes them, and the people wanted a certain way. You know, sometimes while you are moving, you are going by your own duty, somebody's planning how you will fall. Somebody, instead of planning how to get money, he's planning how you'll be destroyed. You have a pure heart, pure mind, doing your work, helping mankind, but it pains somebody that you are succeeding. And people don't want people who succeed. I pray that we won't be like that. I sometimes wonder why Ghana business people don't become stable. But people come from Lebanon and other places, and their business and Indians, their businesses are always stable in every government. Our own, we kill them. And we want us to be rude. But if you kill your businesses, how can you get the tax? Arise, God. The killers of dreams will be destroyed. It doesn't matter where you belong to. If you want to kill a genuine dream, Lord, face them. Whether he's on your side or against you. Lord, if the person is doing genuine thing and helping people, employing people, anybody who wants to destroy that person, destroy him. Okwa, kosenkrofu, mpaibwa, ebishiawo. They were bent. Even pastors. Some people pray for pastors' churches to collapse so that they can get congregation. Who told you that if that church collapsed, the people will come to you? If they wanted to come to you, they would have come there. It's not sensible. They've seen your place. You think the destruction of one should make you bring your promotion? That is not how God is. God can promote you independently of somebody's promotion. He can bless you independent of somebody's blessing. He doesn't destroy somebody's blessing to make you blessed. There are facts and truth I want to bring. I want your faith to be very strong. The faith that works a miracle. The faith that takes from God. The faith that makes you live righteously. the faith that makes you overcome. That is what I want. No matter your condition, and if everybody said it is impossible, I am saying that with God, it is possible. Some of you, you've been given your death warrant. Is it God who gave you? Is it God who gave you the death warrant? Even God giving death warrant, he was able to reverse it. The human beings giving you, fear not. Yes, you might have made a mistake and things have gone anyway. You can correct it. And God, by his mercy, will reach out to you. Amen. I pray that God will lift, especially the body of Christ, Amen. To rise up in faith, to take what belongs to them, Amen. To possess their land, and to affect the nations. Amen. The reason why it looked like nothing has happened is because those who are supposed to rise up in faith, we've put our hands and we are like this, waiting. Don't wait for anyone. May God lift you like Abraham. Yeah. Your conditions may be like Abraham and Sarah, but look to God. As you look to God, you will become fruitful. In fact, God starts with fruitfulness. When God starts blessing, he starts with what? Then he multiply. Huh? When he makes you fruitful, he then multiplies you and increase you and make you great. And I pray that God should begin to make you fruitful in every area of your life. That is the beginning of his blessings in your life. He will begin to make you fruitful. That whatever you put your hand to do, it will be fruitful. Amen. That faith was able to keep the Hebrew boys. It does not mean that fire does not burn. Huh? Fire does what? Burns. And the fire they threw them inside, it burns. That's why it was able to kill those who have even protected themselves with protective clothes. So that is the power of that fire. It doesn't mean that sickness does not kill. It kills. But it's not everybody it should kill. Yeah. Not you. Say minus me. Faith takes you above the natural. What the natural can destroy, faith walks through and is saved. What the natural can do, faith makes you go beyond it. That is the kind of faith I want you to carry. Don't compromise your faith for anything. Ladies, don't compromise your faith. Don't compromise your faith and say, oh, it's too late. No man is proposing to me. Huh? Somebody say, no man is proposing to me. My friend, 30 years, 35, 40. Maybe. Don't worry. Amen. Still keep on hoping. Amen. Don't go and marry trouble. Amen. Hold on to your faith at such a critical time, such a turbulent world. The world is not giving us peace, but there is peace in our heart. The one that have faith, the outside may be turbulent, but the inside may be peaceful. I pray for the peace of God in your life, in your heart, in your marriage, in your finances, in your children. In the midst of this trouble, may the peace of God rest in your heart and in your mind. Say amen and amen. Amen.